like dirt on a face, lying on a concrete chair in his face, with a mugger and hustler and a pimp or two. Don't laugh, it's a touchy girl. A child on his own is a latchkey kid. I live a life like his mom never did. Cornflakes for dinner, hole in his shoe. Don't laugh, it's a touchy girl. America, the dream that you painted on the streets, never gone and all, but faded. But if we see together, it's just a damn. We'll make America an America, yeah. A woman in her 40s, the eyes of the force, wants to learn a trade, but can't afford cars to rent, needs fancy utilities too. Don't laugh, it's a good deal. A man on the job for a number of years, finally balling, he can do what everyone fears. Hand it out a pink slip, told he was through. Don't laugh, it's a good deal. America, America, in the streets, that's all and all, but it's faded, but if we stick together, if we touch you the damn, we'll make America an America, yeah. Woman and children, depends on the dad. He's going through some changes and he chooses to go mad. He's beating on the mother because he's going by the clue. Don't laugh, it's a good deal. A farmer in Ohio, down upon his luck, has to watch his dream go up, up on the block. Has to move his family when he often is through. Don't laugh, it's a good deal. America, the dream that the painted on the streets, better falls and all, but the faded. But if we stick together, if we just give a damn, we'll make America an America, yeah. A proud new heart, this country has fallen some degrees. Caught in petty selfishness prolonged apathy. A drastic change in lifestyle strike anyone out the flow. Don't laugh, no, cause it could be hell. And America, the dream that painted us, she said it was all but faded. But if we stick together, if we just give it there, we'll make America an America. America, I'm singing to you, America, you know it's true, America. That dream that we painted on all but faded America. Let's be that great, motivated America. Let's be much greater America.
Okay, I had to do it. I'm talking about a song that is going to define a campaign. Oh, yes, it is the boss. I am the boss. And, oh, I have been busy. I have been so busy, busy, busy. And I can only tell all you BBSRadio.com listeners out there that you have to just check out the site. Now, forgive me if the navigation is difficult, but all you have to do, if you're already at bbsradio.com, scroll down to my beautiful schedule there where it says I'm on Sunday night, and then hit the button, because if everything go right, y'all going to see me standing in front of a man who is the most gorgeous creature ever come down the pike that could possibly be the one to lead us and speak to us and address us in a time where we may be paying, where there may be nothing but desolation and no hope for a lot of people because they had lost everything. Well, then say hello to a presidential candidate that knows how to do the impossible with nothing we are talking about. Firmly call him an endearment. I am telling you folks that he is Dennis Domenech, and what he is talking about is so radical and so wonderful. He is talking about peace. He is talking about telling the truth. I am telling you, this is a presidential candidate groomed for my song. And so what did I do? They say that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And what sign was I given? Well, this presidential candidate had the wisdom mind to come and get the song, but you had to come. Hillary didn't come. Obama didn't come. Ron Paul didn't come. McCain didn't come. None of them come. Only person that come was the humble man who was the only one who took a stand. Now can I tell you anymore how you have to now do your homework? And now is the time for all people, Republican, Democrat alike. Let me tell you, this is the one where we can test the system. This is where we get to test the system, folks. So it gets good because we're talking about the Big Bang. This is the third party political threat. Now, I have to give it up to the creator because the creator made it all happen. I was just the caterer. He's a vegan. That's right. Well, he is so warm. He is so genuine, you know. I mean, people go and read his blog, go to his site, find out what his background is, okay? Go ahead. He's been a mayor. He's done worked up. So he's competent enough. But what he is he's daring enough to stand up against the beast. And he has said it. And he's on record as saying, I doubt this very seriously. And so therefore, if I doubt it and my constituency doubt it, I got to not. I can't go your way. I have to go this way. And isn't that what we're looking for? We're looking for the U-turn. We're looking for somebody that can sit down with the world and empathize and be compassionate and give them the power to define their own destiny. Now, if there's anybody out there who wants to talk to me about this mess, if there's anybody out there that is over 60 or whatever that has some sense to discuss this mess we are in Iraq, come forward now as I begin to remind you and as I say, tap you and drop a line. Now, when you put tap line together, you can just go ahead and Google that, and it takes you right to the whole situation, Lebanon and Syria. Now, a lot of you don't understand that either. You don't understand Damascus. You don't understand. Unless it's in the Bible, you don't understand it. Well, those two words are in the Bible, so you just understand that. We're talking about a time. Now, when the real Osama bin Laden was talking in the first video, I truly believe that was the real Osama bin Laden in the first one, because he asked a very good question, which I'm asking all of you to answer, and that is, who benefited from the partitioning of Palestine? If there's anybody out there that wants to talk to that, let me hear the beep. Address the questions. That's what talk radio is all about. That's what Mission Possible is all about. If you're listening and you got an answer, come on in, not with your madness, but with the answer, so that we can set the record straight, you see. Because if we are going to talk about Beirut and Damascus, then please come forward. If we're going to talk about 66% and 33%, come on, Muslims and Christians. Come on, Arabs and French people and Hebrews and Armenians and Greeks. Come on with your history of what you know. Some of you are right here listening to this show. And if you're not, soon you will be listening to this. Because we've got to get down to it and resolve it. This has been a bad idea. And way back when, it was Syria and Lebanon who supported the Arab states and were in what? Opposition of the plan for partitioning. But they got beat down by a corporation that very few of you understand, and that is Aramco, the Arabian American cartel. So when you look at this, you need to look at Saudi Arabia. When you look at it, please look at the Ambassador Bandar. Know that he was in the lead plane as they started this war back in 91. Oh, people, we've been had and now we are going to get unhad. Is there anybody out there want to address themselves to this prejudicial way in which our United Nations determined people who had been our allies? Come on, folks. Turn off the radio. Click it off. Restart. Surf someplace else, because the surf is up here on Mission Possible. The mission is possible. I have to say these things to you. You can't talk about what's going on unless you understand Great Britain. You can't talk about what's going on unless you understand Egypt. You can't talk unless you can go all the way back to 1936 and deal with the Anglo-Egyptian Treaty. All over again, revisions and revisions and more partitions and revisions. And it was the Egyptians who resolved to turn it over to the UN. Go Google. Go crazy. Do something. Move, folks, because it's happening. Oil is $80 a barrel, and it's going to take a heck of a lot of phony money to bring it back down. But they're not buying. It's not the dollar anymore that rules, folks, and like they did in Germany. And I have many people who are still alive that remember. First, you have stagflation. That's where we're in now. And then you have hyperinflation. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, you wake up one morning, and that monthly check or that weekly check or that hourly wage, it don't support you. So then why were you doing it in the first place when every prophet in their right mind was telling you we must slow down, we must do with less, we must learn how to be better than this? Oh, it's so easy to get caught up in all the madness, but I'm telling you, the only way you're going to get out of this one is to distance yourself from evil. And you know I call him stupid. And you know for those Christians out there, they call him Satan. And for everybody else, they call him Lucifer. Well, whatever you call him, he was a child of God, too. He was an inspiration. He was made of fire. And now, burning up. Well, folks, we can stop. It's not too late. But like a friend of mine said, she pointed it out very clearly. When a train comes to a halt, when it decides to stop, it takes time for it to come to a complete stop. But we don't have to put the pedal to the metal no more. We don't have to throw no more wood on that fire. We don't have to. Oh, do you all understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Saudi Arabia. I'm talking about a fascist country. When they went in there the first time, let me tell you something. These people, they don't practice the Quran. They don't bow to Islam. These people need to understand. And what the big ha-ha is that when they find out how we decimated Saudi Arabia and that they're all going to die the same cancers that Iraq is dying of because our boys went over there and practiced and deployed a lot of depleted uranium over there in Saudi Arabia. So what does that make that ambassador? What does it make Bandar, your Bush? Oh, this goes back so far and comes forward. Do your homework. Check out the Gemstone file. Check out MaeBrussell.com. Check out all of these people who have said, and even check out William Shearer, who wrote, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, a man who was a journalist who lived in Nazi Germany, watched it before and after. And what did he tell us in 1960? Every Nazi that we had arrested or had put on trial had been let out, given their money back, and are doing just fine somewhere here in America. And then when you start to think about Baghdad, which is Baghdad to Berlin, and then you think about Buffy St. Marie and how she said when a war between nations is lost, and the loser we know pays the cost. But even when Germany fell to your hands, consider, dear lady, and consider, dear man, you left them their pride and you left them their land. Oh, yes. And the Battle of the Bulge. You see, the reason why I know all these things is not because I had to study, but because people would speak to me, and then I had to go study. You understand? That's what history is all about. People say, well, we're history. Well, in more ways than one, we're living history. Even this BBSRadio.com is a part of that history. It's a baby in which we are trying to, I mean, we're talking about soon being able to give you the news as it's happening, and not our slant. That's not what a reporter is supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be quoting. They're supposed to be finding. They're supposed to be fact-finding. They're supposed to be looking. This is exciting. I want all young people. I think the reason why we had such a successful event for Dennis in Hilo, in the University of Hilo, and we saw so much joy and everything, was because we were about so much joy, and it was joy in Aaron. He was about joy, but he wasn't about pulling any punches. He wasn't about naming names, But he was about reciting the history of how we come this far, you see. And where we've come, it's come down to this thing called these conglomerates. And we all know this, but when you look at these people, they've been entrenched in Lebanon and Syria, and they represent the oil cartels, but they represent also Christianity. And they also represent that part of Muslim that wants to bend the Quran, make it their own. That's why you got a lot of people out there saying they're Islam, but they're not. You see what I'm saying? They just passing, just like a lot of Germans were passing for Jews, because really, they did a good job. There's very few rabbis, and if you don't have rabbis, then you ain't got too many Jews, because it's a religion, you know? It can be a race, but they accept all conversions. Well, that's the same as Islam. And when you take, if both these religions take themselves all the way back to Abraham, the father of many, okay, it's a moot point. So the only thing we need to do now is forgive everybody. But before we can forgive them, we have to have repentance. And before you can have repentance, you got to have a judgment. Before you can have a judgment, you got to have an indictment. I don't understand why it's not so hard for everybody out there to understand. But I do, because you never read The Prince. You have to read specifically chapter 18, but with the beauty of the internet, you can go there with me. Just go there to chapter 18 and scroll down to the part. I ain't going to tell you where it is. Read it in its entirety. And when you do that, that's when you're going to want to flock to Dr. Lynn Horowitz, my homie, my main cuisine, and he is not insane. He has put his finger on the truth. The fact is that we've been playing out this play, and we done let these people, and when I say these people, I mean that energy that has sold us a bill of goods, and now they're hurrying us to our graves. Like, you see on VBS radio, there's some place on there, and maybe Don will tell me or correct me if I remember, there's one of those videos where you can download it. I recommend everybody stare at it, and I recommend that you let everybody look at it, because if it takes hypnotizing you to the truth, then please do watch it, because what you see is going to affect you for the rest of your life. They want your soul now. Now it's not enough that they want to take our lives, but when before we take our lives, they want us to salute them. So tonight, Boss RJ is going to do just like every other gladiator in the arena, and I want everybody out there to do it just like me, just to throw both hands up in the air and repeat after me. We who are about to die salute you, you see. And then go into the arena and do what is necessary. And maybe you won't get a thumbs down. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we will be liberated. But I believe psychically, philosophically, we owe it to these cretins and mutant minds to explain to them you'll never understand what we're getting ready to do now. There's nothing on your chart. You know, I have a lot of people on BBS radio talking about aliens and all of that. Oh, Boss RJ understands aliens. I understand them, and I can smell them. And I can see their aura or lack of aura depending upon what kind of instrument they're using. So it's all fun. You know, I met a man who got abducted. I don't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? Because when he explained to me what was happening to him, I said, and then I got to know him a little bit more. I understood why they abducted him. You see, it's our emotions that they can't fathom. And love is one that they certainly can't fathom. They can show enough get into the hate that excites them. It's like a good fist fight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they can set it up when they fight. So what we got here is an alien spot. You see, and once we come and turn it all around, and that's why the Boss RJ, Reverend Roxy, whatever you want to call me, I'm just this voice. It's covered over because I'm playing these back, and I'm playing them back for people. And let me tell you something. This is a powerful medium, a really powerful medium. You know, you get to say what you need to say. This was this company that I'm talking about, this company that was formed, and this tap line company, it encompassed Esso, which is my home state, New Jersey. That's Standard Oil in New Jersey. And then you got Chevron, that's the Standard Oil of California. And then you got the Texas company, which is Texaco. Then you got this thing called Sarcani Vacuum Oil, and that was Mobil. You see, and you know how Mobo always talks about how clean is energy. You see vacuum. You can see Elko's Texaco, Chevron, you know, all of these things. These people are still working today. They made their investment back in 1950 because they had good intelligence and they had put all their intelligence in place. And let me tell you something, do your homework. Do your homework, folks. Then you'll be able to put to bed that tail. And we'll start to see some collapses, but it ain't going to be pretty of the CIA and Detroit, Michigan. You're going to understand what Ford, a wreck of a Ford, that Gerald Ford Trans. Oh, my goodness, I can't even begin to tell you how much ugly has been wrought by all these men that have been held in high places. But the whole thing's coming down because this company, you know what they call them? They call them industrial adventurers in the global trade. Now, when you come so far, it's not that many years. We're talking 57 years here. That's an investment. That's like one generation and a half. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about people who have an investment in a region, and you can't put your finger on it. The Congress can't put their finger on it. The Senate can't see it. Hillary, who's running, Obama's running. Nobody can see it except one man from his perspective. And maybe because she's short. Maybe that's the way it is. So is Napoleon, and he moved about the world. This man's got compassion. You see, he can feel for us and all of us who've taken out all them subprime loans and all trying to jiggle and jaggle and making and the real estate and everything. You know who you are. You're going to need our help. You're going to need God's prayers. You're going to try and reach out. You better make friends now. You better make friends who are growing food. You better stop depending upon all these corporations to feed you because they're spraying things with bacteria so it don't look bad when you eat it. But you're eating those bacteria and virus and these people who are going to work because they're sick. And the last place you want to be eating is in these places because they're the target people anyhow. When you really look at it, it's the minorities that handle all the food. Whoa. Now, this is just good reasoning, you know? Think about the way you wipe your own butt. You know, think about your own hygiene and then divide it by like about 2 zillion and then you'll see exactly how people are feeling and why people are getting sick because they're eating out. What is that? Oh, that's some kind of 20th century thought. And I know, I hear a beep, I know somebody be calling. You know, the truth is a dangerous explosive. It's the motto for this show. And you better get behind the detonator, you see. Because the UN, I mean, you know, you all don't have no idea unless you just go and do your homework. And, you know, I keep saying that. It's like math when you were in school and the teacher would say, I got the answer. And the teacher would say, well, how did you get the answer? Show me your work. Yes. This is how it goes, folks. Show me your work. Well, I can show you my work. I can show you my work. I can show you my thoughts. They run across the pages that I write, and that is why I, from start to finish my show, I waste no time. There's no dead air. I give up praises. I let people in who have things to say, and you don't have to be scared of me. You just have to know something, or you have to be about something. I'll give you 5, and if you can do that, I'll give you 5 more, you see, because the truth is a danger. There is explosive. Watch out. Watch out, America. You know, I got this publication I just started putting out called The Liberty Bell with another fellow Texan, Charlie Abel, and I'm Citizen XX in this publication, and I'll be sending these out. I got one going out to a lady in Arizona. Finally, if you're still listening to this show, I got your forever stamp still, and I have very close to you. Your address, and I know where you live in Arizona, so I'm going to send this to you, and you're going to be getting them. You have a year's subscription for being my first person to respond to this, and I can only say that I will never disengage once we do get started. So that's my one fan out there who heard me and sent me and wonders whether or not, is this person really for real? I say I'm as real can get until the Spirit take me elsewhere. Spirit took me to Hilo Thursday, and I'm going to tell you, these students out there, oh, my goodness, I can tell you that the youth could determine this election, and that the people that are running and all the money in China could not determine it elsewhere if the youth decided to keep an open mind but become involved in the delegate process, the delegate process of the convention, which is the caucus, which is where we decide who the delegates ought to go. And the more delegates of the underdogs, I consider Ron Paul and to be top dog underdogs, and that they have as much mana in this point because they have God on their side, because at least they have the reason to give it up to the Creator. And this I know about both of them. And so I would love to see the 2008, you know, unity kind of campaign where the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, come together. We just bury the hatchet. I know that the present administration is not going to want to do that because they believe loose-lipped think chips, and they're all into executive privilege now and running. And I just want to let everybody know, you know, this was just how it was back in 72 when Watergate happened and somebody got their fingers caught at the cookie jar. Well, this is even worse. This is that back then they were dealing with treason and all kinds of things, and it would have opened up like Nixon said, a scab that nobody wanted, you know, all that would come out of this. It would take us all the way back. But all of it was necessary so that this company could come forward. And this company is what these men bow to, Chapline. They believe that this is a military thing because they had to protect those pipes once they put them in. They had to do negotiations with Arabs. They had to lie to them, and then they had to create the CIA so that they could keep an eye on everybody and get the intelligence. So, you know, when the president talks about wanting to protect the national interest, it's not national. It's very personal. And it is only divided up against these companies. And you have my deepest sympathy, those of you who work for these companies, for they will cease to be. And then it will be that America sees exactly what they're worth. And America has my deepest sympathy. And you say, well, where are you going? I say, I'm going into my mind. I'm live mainstreaming on BBS radio until they pull the plug. I told you I'll keep doing these shows until I come up missing. But I'm going to tell you all, this was the Arabs versus the Jews. No, this is the Arabs versus the Christian Americans who wanted to do business in that particular state. And they kowtowed to the Arabs, and they kowtowed to the Jews, and they kowtowed to the Germans, all because they wanted to do business. And I think it's time for us to stop them. I really do. I think they just we have to say, okay, y'all get to have what you call they call amnesty. But first you have to admit to the fact that you do these things, you know. People have to check out that our government is now hiring other people to do the work that our agents won't do. Now, what is it that a CIA agent won't do that they have to hire British intelligence to do? You know, these are the kinds of things that are happening. And what is this whole thing of Canada and the United States deciding that if we have a pandemic, that then we go under United Resolution laws and all the things is called off and we're sequestered in our home? Doesn't that bother anybody that all these decisions are being made and we don't have a word in edgewise? Do you really think that these people are going to... I mean, 80% of the population is scheduled for... And it is a exciting premise for them. Look how they systematically destroyed Eastern Europe. That was necessary because it was the cradle of all uranium. And this was the prize because they thought that they could deliver nuclear power. But, you know, we put a moratorium on all of that, and now they're bringing it back. They're dumping depleted uranium and waste all over the world. You can look at this from Russia all over. They're opening up the corridors. They've got nuclear waste going. We're dumping it in. We're producing all of this crap. Who for? Well, you know, the military, they too have my deepest sympathy. The military does too, you know. And all of us have to eat, all of us breathe the air, all of us drink the water. What makes them think that they can destroy the earth and survive themselves? Oh, well, they're rich enough now they can send millionaires into space. So space now is a place to be, but we know, you know, we've all been Art Bell freaks, you know what I'm saying? We know that there is a wobble coming, that there's people that are physicists out there. Anybody want to talk about the wobble? Anybody want to talk about how we spin on our axis and every now and then we have this little wobble that happens before we mercifully start up again, and then this is the shift, and then everybody need to understand this, that it's if somebody's been plotting it, somebody's been keeping good tabs on it. That's why everything's getting so hopeless, because everybody's living for today. They know there is no tomorrow, but there is a hereafter, folks. Oh, yes, and let me tell you something. That's why the prophets always go first. Because they're there to welcome you in the hereafter, and depending upon whether or not you distance yourself from evil is how soon you're going to get to the hereafter, to the truth, to the table. You know, I wanted to find a campaign that brings us all back together. I wanted to find a campaign that has the Republicans and Democrats. 1972, I feel for the Republicans. They thought they were going to have a wide open convention. But they did everything in their power, and they were told who they were going to vote. They were told. And they all kind of went back and licked their wounds and made concessions on other things, and they placated them. But you all know you haven't been in control of your party for a long time. Take it back, Republicans. Take it back in the very best. The very best, because the evil will have to reside into the back. They'll have to resign to the fact that they'll have to wait for a better day. And by then, we have already known them because they have shown themselves. And all I can say is that all these other candidates, other than Dennis Kucinich, have shown themselves to me by not being there either through commission or omission of their crimes and their associations and who their heroes are and how they got where they are. America, if anything, we don't need any more lawyers in the White House. We don't need any more sons of bankers in the White House. What we need is a true American and patriot, an American who knows all sides from the idea of having come after the Dust Bowl and see another Dust Bowl come, and know that with the wisdom of mind, the very best of us will help others, because that's the nature of America. Our genius is all for peace, but with all the mind control and drugs and processed foods and junk and instant this and instant gratification and free and open everything, we have become prisoners of our excess. At some point, we must stop. And when we stop, no, it's just like you hit your thumb with a hammer. Oh, just because you throw the hammer away doesn't mean your thumb's going to stop hurting. Oh, no. Let me tell you how much you're listening to PBSRadio.com, and this is Mission Possible. And that is Mission Possible Radio to you, NPR. Yes, there's an NPR and an NPR, and it's right here on PBSRadio.com. I mean, the boss ain't all that smart, but she's gathering a mighty crew together, and we're trying to figure out how I can utilize everything that's at my tips of my fingers here and what's coming, because everybody has to understand growth is the key to longevity, you see. But when life goes wild, you get an effect that is upsetting. Now, you just can't. For those people out there that think that we should just eliminate 80% of the population and then we'll be fine, you see, those people need to have their heads examined, because what they've unleashed now is not discriminant upon who you are. And for them to think that they have the antidote for what they're getting ready to give us, and I know that Hawaii will be first, but we dare to say the things. I dare to say the things. But I like for everybody to read the Decameroons, and I thought maybe next week, but after we get finished the Raw Spirit Fest in Sedona, I think in November I'm going to read the Decameroon over my show, which is an interesting thing. It was written by, I'm bad with pronunciations, but it was Bakhtiari Bar, B-O-C-C-I-O-C-I-O, something like that, but he was a 13th century author. He wrote a book that was like, had 10 days, and it was all about the plague, and this plague was bad. I mean, in the beginning of the book, it talks about how bad this plague is. I mean, the people were dying like flies, right? And even the flies were dying, and the pigs that would even just sniff the clothes of the dead people that were put out on the sidewalk if they were running. I mean, this one thing was where he saw the pigs, and they were all running after the clothes, you know, because they're that hungry, I guess, I don't know. But they was running after clothes, and then he went around the block, and when he got back, the pigs were dead. That's how quick. So this stuff's been around for a long time. It's not like anything new, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Who knows all of this? It's like a Robert Mitchum movie. It's like they've been at this game. The people that are now in power, they have the book that they wrote, and it's been going on for a long time. They got all the books, so they can pull out all the stops. But what they don't have is the backing of the Almighty. And that is why we're all still here. That is why they have to fill us with fear. What an equation. You see? That's what Dr. Len Horowitz and I on Tuesday in the Inside Hour, which is different from Mission Possible Radio, for those of you who might be crossovers, you understand what I'm doing here? My show is only for those who want to know. You see? Because anything that I am telling you is not pure conjecture on my part. Oh, no. It is research. It is stuff that will make the short hairs stand up, the hair on the back of your neck. If you were to take this information and run with it, you will run into the very same people that I'm running into. It'll make you throw your glasses off. It'll be like back in 74 when you won. I invented the Nerf brick. Okay, because I had a lot of friends that would be watching the Watergate hearings, and I'm like, why watch them? You know, why torture yourself? Why see justice? Why reaffirm what we already know? But a lot of people don't know this. There is no justice in America. You see, there's just lawyers who are playing tennis with our monies and everything and litigating. That's why no patents, no business, nothing. That's why when Christ, for all the Christians, remember Christ said, you can't serve two masters. I don't care where he said it. I don't know when he said it, but he said it. And if he didn't say it, my goodness, it's just good sense. So if you believe in God, if you believe in the Christ light, if you believe in the man Yeshua, if you believe in even Fred Flintstone, I want you to understand this. The magic gravitation. Oh my goodness. But when you defy it, you might land upside the wall. But we had better pray that the Creator never pull that plug, because then we's all out of here. And I sing these in my songs, in my musical based on Auschwitz. Oh, you know I'm hopeful for the future. I have a Broadway musical to bring to you all called Life Conditions, based on The Strange Life of Ibn Osokian, which is a movie was based on it. Bill Murray, Groundhog, they tried to do it. Well, I read the book. It was Auschwitz's only novel. And I read the book, and I knew it was a musical. I knew it was. I sang the opening song to Woody Harrelson 20 years ago on the rooftop of the Hotel Kensington in San Francisco. He was doing Biloxi Blues. We're coming up on the anniversary. Yeah, he's raw today. He wasn't then. He was cigarette smoking and drinking, and he was a wild boy, but now he's a father of many by the beautiful woman. And I tell these stories because they touch me, because I watch these young people grow, and now they are beautiful to me. And their stories are so beautiful. Laura Louie, having all them babies, she was his personal assistant. He was going out with people like Carol Kane and everybody else. But I knew when I met her that that was the woman for him. And that's a true story. One day I'll get to recite that to them, and he'll know. He'll remember me. I remember him. And we're going to get together again. I think it should be Dennis Kucinich and Woody Harrelson for President of the United States and Vice President. Let him preside over the Senate and really understand he has it. Let the people speak, you know. Go to these people's websites, you know. Find out what they believe in and get involved. These people are open. They're open to you getting involved in what they're doing. So go there, you know. I'm like Turtle Party. I'm on my way. I haven't forgotten about it, but, you know, I don't want to blow it. So I'm trying to get enough forces together so that we can overcome the inertia. Sometimes that's because I'm out mowing most of the time. It's beautiful over here where I am, folks. And anybody that got the nerve to come and visit me, come on. But you got to be in the spirit. That's right. And you can meet me and Dr. Lynn and that voice, Happy Oasis, in October, from October 12th. the 14th with an extended workshop with Jazz Muheen, who was a guest on my show. You have to go back into the archives. I'm finally getting in there and starting to put them up. You know, people, it's not enough for me to tell you how powerful this medium is and how much $2 a month or a $24.95 membership to here so that you can download all the information. I mean, there are people that are talking about have just come back from Greenland. People have come back from conferences in Australia about global warming. And the only news that I can tell you is it's bleak. That's why prayer circles are starting. There's nothing else for us to do but to pray. When your water table will start going 23 up feet. You know, you just know that there's a lot of things are going to submerge, and we're talking about Atlantis. We're talking about this whole ascension, rising and descending, all of this stuff. There's so much coming, that and it's happening so fast. Our polar bears, can't you feel it, folks? Can't you see it, folks? We're part of it. We volunteered to witness this. But as I said in the musical Pearly, you ever get the feeling when you read the paper, the world is caving in, but the animal part of the human heart is finally gone win. Well, it just may be that what you see are the dying throes of anarchy. Yeah. And the world ain't coming to an end, my friends. The world's just coming to a start. Yes, a jump start. Why not start the love now? Why not share with your neighbor now? Why not share with your children now? Don't make them jump through hoops for their inheritance. If you've got something to give them, love, money, whatever it is, give them that start. Don't hold on to it, folks. It ain't going to be worth a penny soon. What did you save it for? What did you save it for? Spend it. Spend it now, folks. Let's just get rid of those phony dollars and spend it. Because now gold is going up. Everything's going up. They're going to pull the rug out from under us. China's buying gold. They know which direction they want to go. They don't have to deal with us no more. They don't need us no more. So they think. Ha ha. But yes, for those of us who tell the truth and for those of us who is the best among us, let me tell you exactly what George Washington said, that famous 33-degree Mason. But there's 360 degrees in a circle, and that's what Dr. Len is talking about, the circle and the square and the cube and all of those angles. And they work it, folks. The shadow government works it. You know, go to Robert Camp and ask him if it isn't true that 9/11 is the reverse of 4th of July. For those of you a regular Robert Camp, Love Cards, Destiny Cards, Mr. Destiny, BBSRadio.com, go ask him that question. Go ahead and say, what's the significance of this? Or what's the significance of a father being June 12th, 1924, and a son being born on July 6, 1946? What you got going on here, you see? When you put those magics together, he'll tell you exactly what's getting ready to happen to America. That's why Dennis is running now, because now's the time to put a monkey wrench in this or call their bluff. That's what you have to do with a fascist. That's what Hitler said we had to do to him, but nobody wanted to do it. Why? Because he had the backing of America. Lenin had the backing of America. Oh, it was all set up. It's like a tennis. And that's their favorite game, tennis and baseball. The baseball, you know, steal, home, you know what I'm saying? You know, foul, strike. It's a very violent sport, you know. But anyhow, don't get me into baseball. I have things to talk about. I wanted to let you all know that the Raw Spirit Fest is now... The deadline is over, but there's still room for you. Last count, I think we're going to see about 2,000 people sit down and eat. And that in itself is what you consider in India a small gathering. So with love, this is a happening that has to be seen. Now, BBS Radio, be there. We'll be live broadcasting from there. On Sunday, that would be the 14th, and we'll be coming live because that's where I will be, and we hope to, I don't know who we're going to be interviewing. I hope that I'll have somebody, and if not, I'll be just telling you and giving you a synopsis on the things that I learned and what I saw, and I'm taking that. I'm a good videographer, so I'm going to get some high-definition video of all these beautiful people so that we can jump-start your lives, you know. so that you can learn to do with less, and you can see that all of this machinations about our food and how they try to, it's that these are the contaminators of all time. How could they possibly tell us how to save our lives when they were bent on destroying them all too quickly? Oh, yes. And I do indict my government for insane playing. And I do indict the vice president for inside trading. And I do indict the president of the United States for having personal vendettas against America for what we did to his father, for not electing him for a second term. You can read that in Woodard's book. I mean, it took the Saudi Arabian ambassador a lot of weeks and a lot of entertaining. Even Roberta Flack had to come out and, you know, Killing Me Softly with his song, you know, type thing, you know, going on. These things ease Poppy a lot, you know. Yeah, how do I know all this? Because my parents were born in 1903 and 1909. My parents worked for the Harrimans. My parents understood rich railroad people. A lot of my family members were porters, and they were Pullman porters. I wore a Pullman cap for a long time before I left it somewhere and it got. So if there's anybody out there got a Pullman porter cap and you want to give me back, I'm Harriet Tubman. Come back. Everybody, but we're not going to Canada. This time we're going within. Where you are is where you will be when the ascension happens. And I bless you all out there. It's important that you understand music is very much a part of my life. I'm going to be getting back to that. I'm going to be incorporating more music. I'm going to try and understand how to upload audio files and get them to BBS Radio until there's a time when I can control my own show. Once I can control my own show, then we will have video, and we will have editing, and we will have, and I'll be able to show you what my father taught me. I will be able to show you a legacy of history, and I'll put it all together for you. You know, a lot of you will understand that there are promoters out there that are tripping us, and that people are starting to have crisis and health crisis. They're starting to get bumps and lumps, and they're going into the doctor, and the doctor's telling them it's cancer. But, you know, a few weeks ago he was saying it was a cold, or it was a staph infection, or it was this. See, understand this, folks. These things are incredible. You know, even the week we were talking about the fish, it's in the news. If it's in the news, it's too late. That's why you have to have BBSRadio.com and reporters going 24 hours a day with the news, because I promise you, it will not be thoughtless. That's for sure. And we, as being our own editors, will make sure of it, because no good journalist wants to be ridiculed, except the ones that are working for the CIA and then the major networks. They look like fools when they start to talk. They don't cite references. They say things like counterintelligence reports. What do you mean counterintelligence reports? The AP, Associated Press reports. What are they talking about, Associated? It's just kind of entity, and it just speaks. That's what I'm talking about, folks. Turn them off. Turn them off. I'm off. I don't know what's happening in the world. You all could be, there may not be nobody out there. You know, it's kind of be like a Twilight Zone type thing where do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And you see that one. I'm talking to you, but I know until I hear this dial tone and it goes dead, you know what I'm saying? I know you're out there, that it's being recorded. That's kind of like, you know, the Vatican got their library, and BBS Radio got the archives, and you got Don Newsom who's going to protect those archives. And, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are going to want to, after the whole thing happens, they're going to want to play them back, and they're going to see who said what. That's what's so beautiful, is that we get a word in edgewise. That was what was so beautiful about my father when he started Community Access back in 1968. He said, we have to enter into the conversation, the community itself. Well, what is the community today? And how much suffering? Republicans, Democrats, whoever told us that there had to be a two-party system, be your own party. Have a party. Have a good time. Spend that money on your children. Get out of debt. Don't take on any more debt. If a loan is too good to be true, it is. It will blow up in your face. Read the fine print. Try and find yourself a good attorney that you can trust. You see, these are the things we're going to need, you see, because you have to have a lawyer, because when they start scooping us up, because you know when this whole thing happens, first they tell us, stay in your home. You know, and you will be beaming into radio stations and things, and they'll have control of the net, because they're just going to take it over, and they're going to say, there's some bug out here. Okay? And then the next thing you know, there'll be people coming to your door, and they'll be telling you you got to leave. And you got 5 minutes to leave. That's why they starting to do these things where, oh, you got to prepare. And this is National Preparedness Month. And to digress even further into my discursive thought, and this is what's so beautiful, America, you never were trained. You never was trained to accept discursive thought. Now, no matter where I go in this conversation, I know I am convinced that someone is trying to kill me. Now, I don't know how you behave if you know that someone has a contract on your life. I don't know. Maybe you just say, oh, well, I don't believe it, blah, blah, blah. I don't see anybody. But today they don't play fair. It's such silent killers. You see, they practice on my people. They drop mosquitoes from planes. You know, you got to look at the fact that Richard Nixon was with Robert Abplanalp. I can't even pronounce his name, but he was the man who invented the aerosol spray can. Now, when you think about that, that takes you into the whole James Bond. What's this? Oh, you just spray this and it starts an epidemic, you know? Oh, what's this? Oh, well, don't touch that. You know what I'm saying? And don't open it until I tell you. And if you do, you've got to take this shot. And if it should break, well, then all hell breaks loose because nobody knows about this is it. But you can liken that to the 50s when the scientists who had some ethics were running around saying, these vaccines that we're putting out here in the community are contaminated with cancer-causing viruses. And you can see the evil ones going, really? You mean if we get them all to be vaccinated and then sometime in the future we'll create a whole nother disease, and you mean then all these other people who are dying will be convinced that they got it from these other people, and we can send them a, you see, yeah, that's how clever they are, folks. Oh, yeah. See, you're good people out there. You're good people. You don't want to believe this, but they've been practicing. They've had, in the Bay Area, oh, my goodness. And over there on my side in New Jersey, oh, yeah. And then they track us. They track us like animals, you know. They track us. And they've given us animal viruses. And they've crossed things over. And they've just been going. They've been having a good time. But that's what Nazi Germany was doing before we entered the war and had to kind of shh, because Stalin was going to kick Germany's butt. And then we would have had to say to Stalin, well, you know, we really didn't want you to win. We was hoping that they were going to win. But now that they won, well, we'll sit down with you. And when you look at the Potsdam pictures, when you look at Truman and Churchill and Stalin all sitting, just their body language, you can tell you what's going on. And I'm going to tell you something, Churchill, who they made an American citizen, we ought to, in effort, just go ahead and revoke it. That man was bad for us. He hung out with Aristotle Onassis. Aristotle Onassis used to change his diapers. I'm going to tell you, when Churchill died, Aristotle Onassis cried like a baby. You know what I'm saying? Because he knew his meal ticket was gone, and that all these other cowboys, like the Bushes and the Bakers and the Bensons, they was all ready to jump on his stuff because he had already got that disease where your whole face and you can't even open your eyelids. And yeah, and Jackie, y'all are going to trip when you find out exactly what she was doing. A woman scorned in love, hell hath no fury. You really want me to tell you how much he was in on it and how much he enjoyed burying her dead husband? Whew. She didn't have to go to no more presidential dinners. She could get back to her soirees. She could just spend as much money as she want, ride as many horses, and she didn't have no crazy Irishman to worry about. And she certainly didn't have no crazy Irishman talking about her in bed to no movie star. And that's what pissed her off. So when she held him up for that headshot, of which she could have pulled him down, she was like, yeah, and they're guaranteed not to hit me because my man said so. But you got to go with your own flow. Go to Death of a President, William Manchester, and then go to page 555 and read it for yourself, America. There's Onassis. a convicted felony who defrauded the United States government, who Hoover never trusted, is allowed to come into the country on the very night that they're removing the president and sending him to the Capitol to be laid out in rest. He's with the family entertaining them. Go ask Ted Kennedy who he spent as a young man, who he was. He remembers Aristotle being there, and then go do your homework, America, because it's all connected to Howard Hughes and it's all connected to Texas, and you better go and get him and you better ask those questions and you better take care of business now because they're going to kill us. They're going to kill us. And it's high noon, 11:59. Can you get them? Can you get the analogy, America? You see, I am talking to you. I am singing to you. I am begging you. You had better be interested in this election, for it may be the first election and the last election that we ever see, because they can call this one. They can call this one. They can set it up and call it. And I want them to have to call it one way or the other with the candidate of my choice. Okay? So this is our homework, for you to look at the third-party political threats in history, for you to look at how the Republican Party, which once was a third party, became a party of majority and a second two-party system. But nowhere in the Constitution does it say we can't have another party. And I certainly want to have another party, for if this is the end, I want to have a good time, and I want to go out with the giggle. Do you understand? Now, you can't get any more. And that's what God has me pray for. That's what I pray for every day, the evening of the playing field. I want no more advances. The reason why it's so insane that we should even think that we should be in Iraq is for the same reason those very same people that would say they're not racist because they love black people and they would never think to do that to black people, they're doing it to them. It's the same setup. It's the same thought. It's the same principle. And we let it go on too long. And now they're treating them like the N-word. You know, now since they had that not so many million man march, you know, I can't say the N word, but I remember NAACP. I can say this stands for, and I know it, some people think it stands for that, but I know it stands for niggas aren't always colored people. You see what I'm saying? And when you look at the history of the NAACP, you can see that it wasn't started by black folks. So you do your homework. And you'll see that. That's why I have no love for Andrew Young. I have no love for these black politicians. I have no love for Vernon Jordan. I have no love for Round Brown, our dead commerce man. These men got what they wanted. They wanted to play with these big boys, and these boys, no, everybody's expendable. Everybody, from the top down. If it served their purpose, they'd blow Bush's brains out, you see. And his father would give the order. That's how heinous it is, folks. That's how stupid it is, folks. And it ain't got nothing to do with national security. It has everything to do with these companies that hold each other up as they rape the oil out of and cheat these Arabs out of their oil. So every time we think about this at the pump, and as it goes up and up and up, and they don't want dollars for their oil no more, now they exact gold out of us. Where does that leave America on the bidding floor, you see? Everything's going to start going towards Asia. So now I want to give you this. Hold on to your socks, folks. They've discovered oil. They've discovered oil. In the three states, what is it, Colorado? You have to go on the net and just look at this. This is insanely funny, and the president's right in the middle of it. But that oil been there all the time, you see, and now they call. And when they say oil, they want us all to go, oh, that means we don't have to be dependent upon. But think about all that oil, the precinct allotment, and all that that they had, and all the money that they made off that sweet crude from Iraq, and how much the proven reserves over here. We have to work hard to get the oil out of that shale. And that's a whole nother menacing process. China's doing it now, and that's why the global warming is speeding up. See, when Helen Caldicott was right, you know, one of my friends covered her and came back, and in essence she said, when, if all the Chinese decide they want refrigerators just like Americans, and they have refrigerators, we can kiss our butts goodbye. You see, because these emissions are what's killing us. And there's nothing. And all these scientists are coming back, and they're shaking their heads, and they're going, it's bleak. When a scientist comes back and he's got his head low, that means them figures must be figuring that we're toast, you see. And that's why they keep going up there in space. They keep disturbing the atmosphere, you know, because they got to take these readings and they got to look at this under the microscope of their telescopes to go down. Don't you resent all of this stuff, folks? You know, they want us all. They want more than that. They want us to pay for execution. Now you got to get the supplies together, and you have to have your water together, and you got to have your pets water together. They've learned from Katrina. Isn't this ridiculous? You know, isn't it ridiculous? I got people, what if, what if, what if? Well, what if, what now? You know, and what next? Those are all as good as anything else to be asking. Well, pray, folks. Pray for yourselves. Pray for this country. This country is going to reason itself into bankruptcy. And that's just what's going to happen. Just like in Nazi Germany, people woke up and they didn't have no more money. Well, it's going to happen like it happened. It happens to every fascist country because you've got to put the people under tow. They've got to be able to tell us, hey, we survived. Well, I'm off the air. This is Mission Possible. I enjoyed this. It went quick. I'll see you next week, folks. Give it some thought.